الحمد لله نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال تعالى في قرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، لا إله إلا الله. قال تعالى في مقام آخر: محمد رسول الله. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من قال لا إله إلا الله دخل الجنة. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected ulama ikram, brothers in Islam, Allah Rabbul Izzat has blessed us with iman, and it is because of this iman we view every issue differently. It is because of this iman in us we are classified Muslims. It is because of this iman in us we are classified Ummati of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it is because of this iman taught to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, taught to the Sahaba ikram by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they were able to bring the world at the feet. By strengthening the iman, by developing the iman, by making the iman powerful, they distinguished falsehood from truth. They distinguished everything that is non-Islamic from Islamic. They distinguish everything that will lead to Jannah and Jahannam, everything that is detrimental or beneficial, and they acted accordingly. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in one hadith which is recorded in Tirmidhi, meaning of which is that no one becomes a true Muslim, meaning a proper Muslim, a perfect Muslim, or a good Muslim, until he subjugates himself to what I have brought. Until he subjugates himself to what I have brought. Meaning every commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when we bring it into us and we put our foot on our whims and fancies, our intelligence says something, but we do what Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wants us to do, then we are treading the right path. Then we are moving in the right direction. If and only if we do that. But if we take paths that we desire and we leave paths that we do not so-called like, then we can never become true Muslims. We'll be classified Muslims, buried as Muslims, married in Muslim circles, externally behaving like Muslims, but internally, until that action or that feeling comes into us, that we must adhere to the Sharia in totality, then and then only we become true Muslims. In our age, locally, nationally and internationally, there is a clamor for justice, fraternity, brotherhood, definition of various terms. Everybody is looking for peace and tranquility. Everybody thinks his system is correct. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he began da'wah and tabligh, when he began preaching the truth in Makkah al-Mukarramah, and when he called out that say, Qulu la ilaha illallah tuflihu, that say la ilaha illallah, you will be successful. Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab, Utba, Shayba, these people who did not accept Islam, fully well understood what you are saying. That is why they opposed it to the day. Somebody inquired from Abu Jahl, don't you know that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is of haq? That I know, and I know more than you. And this is also recorded in Tirmidhi Sharif. That he says, himself he says, that once I found Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walking alone, and I was behind him. And I decided this is the opportune moment to harm him personally. Remember, in every locality, in every society, trouble causes are few, surrogates, spoons are many. The big guys make the decisions and move their fingers. And those who are under think they're getting benefit and they create all the problems. Abu Jahl says that I picked up a rock and I decided to rush towards Rasulullah and throw it upon him. The inquirer asked, what happened? He said, there are these flames I see in front of me. And these flames were intense, coming between me and Rasulullah. I said, I was forced to leave my rock down. But why he did not accept? Because he knew once he accepts the kalima, then he has to subjugate his life down to Islam. What Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says will be final. What Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will command, that will be a ruling, and a decisive ruling. The clamor for justice, freedom is another word they use often. Everybody wants freedom. And now that the elections are coming, people say now, the ulama must say, must we vote or must we not vote? In the time of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, there was a king, King Jabala of Ghazna. He came and he accepted Islam. And while making tawaf, he had a big cloak on. And a poor person slept upon his cloak. So this king slept him. That is, was the order of those days. That a poor person came to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu and said, this is what happened. This has transpired. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu summoned the king. Said, did this happen? Said, definitely this happened. So, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu ruled. And this is what we say in Islamic justice. He ruled that a poor person must slap back the king, slap him back. The king hesitated. And his hesitation was a loss for him. He said, no, give me time to think about it. And the woman said, no problem. But that is the ruling. That you have trapped, you have slapped the poor person must slap you back. The king left left Mecca, became a renegade, renounced Islam. But the ruling did not change. And the woman radiallahu ta'ala would never say, this is a king. King of that whole area, then I must make some compromise for him, some concession for him, look for some loophole for him, call some very fact muftis and make some loophole for him, make it jaiz that he must not receive this slap. No, so that is the ruling. If you are to enter Islam and remain in Islam, you remain, otherwise he can go. The king. It is reported that he regretted later on in his life, but he did not accept Islam. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he was ruling, that it is reported he has said, that I fear on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will inquire from me. And he will inquire, O Umar, in your empire, and his empire spread far and wide, because history proves that during the time of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Islam spread the most. Daily Islam was spread. He says, I fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question me, O Umar, in your empire, there was a dog barking out of hunger. It was hungry and the dog was barking. This was his feeling for an animal. So can you imagine what the subject, the human subject, how much concern must have had for him? And these days we say, well, communism is good for us, or democracy is good for us, or socialism is good for us. And our kalima starts with La ilaha illallah, saying that negation of all these concepts, negation of all these isms, negation of kufr, negation of shirk, negation of bid'ah which is creeping into our localities, negation of socialism, negation of communism, negation of all isms. The problem is, and the difficulty is, that from the inception, when we came into South Africa, we came with the wrong ideas. That is why we are now in this dilemma, vote or not to vote. Which party to side? We've got ourselves into this fix because, unfortunately, when my forefathers came here, They did not come here for the benefit of Islam. They did not come here to spread Islam. They did not come to propagate Islam. They came, and they are still doing this. They came for voluntary reasons. My forefathers came here, they came solely for this. Leave poor India, or leave that present life, and come here and become wealthy. And this is exactly what has happened. Contrary to where Sahaba, and how Sahaba moved. And if you look at the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala, their life, wherever they went holding Islam first. They went preaching Islam first. They went propagating Islam first. They did not go into that area, or that country, or that locality, looking at the wealth of the people, looking at the monetary gain, if they go there. And that is why few of them went into countries, few of them went into localities, and they revolutionized that country. They changed that country. There was total renaissance in that area which they went, because their intention was correct. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has definitely stated that in the Malamalu Bidya, that actions are just upon their intentions. And he so ever migrates for the purpose of marrying a woman, do so for that. And he so ever who migrates for Allah and His Rasul, does so for that. We have migrated from areas and come into in South Africa for some different motives. If we had come for the propagation of Islam, if we had come for the preaching of Islam, then the main servants working for us, then those who are working for us, employed at us, they should have changed and accepted Islam. Vote or not to vote, that has now become, as far as I'm concerned, it is an economical question having a political plan. But every man feels that what is going to happen to my bank balance if so and so thing? What is going to happen to my monetary effort if so and so thing? And what is going to happen to my mansion, my business, and my firm, and my work, my job is at stake if so and so thing? It's why that half of free money that we earn, talking of these people in the very big bracket, and those people who have got their eyes outside the country, they are siphoning money out of this country. That something happens here, run away. And run away again, for the same intention, back with money. And the hadith of whom is that if you run after the world runs away from you. And if you run after the akhirat, the world comes to you. We have not understood this. That we are running after the red and the sand, and it is devaluing daily. But if we focus our attention on Allah and the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if we focus our attention on the akhirat, then these things will be some sort. Democracy, certain people say, and now we can't even clamor for communism because Gorbachev himself is thinking of it. And yeah, locally, Jazino has given in the town, thrown in the town, and says this is not good enough for us. And some Muslims who are so called intellect, they say, oh, this is the solution, communism. Or communism comes socialism. InshaAllah, I will be coming to this platform, and we have hope that we will start a series where we can explain Islamic politics. And what is Islamic politics and how Islamic politics functions. We should have come in this country, we should have propagated this, and we should have taught the people about Islamic politics. Therefore we should be looking forward for an Islamic state of South Africa. And now today here we are biting from this person's bread and that person's thumb bread. And we look at that person's favor and we have to greet that person from far away. Why? Because we all become personally motivated. And still we have what to ask, must we vote or not? And day in and day out, week in and week out, all of our Islam are advising Muslims what to do, how to adhere to Sharia, how to perform to Sharia, how to behave as Muslims, what to do and what not to do. Who adheres to that? And if the ulama do not commit on one point, vote or not to vote, then these are not our allegiance. For the rest of 51 weeks, what do they say? And why do not we adhere? Why we are not confirming what they are saying? Are they not saying for the Quran and Hadith? And everybody has freedom. First is free. If I vote, then I'll be free. Another person says, if I do not vote, I'll be free. Another says, if I get franchise, and if I get able to go into parliament, then I'm free. All of Pakistan Muslims, they are in parliament, they are voting, are they free? How long has partition taken place? When Pakistan is separated from India, are they free? freedom, respected brothers, is when we are free to practice of Sharia, when we are free to implement Sharia, when we are free to execute Sharia, when we are free to behave like Muslims, we are free to adapt to Sharia, when we are free to bring the law of Sharia on our own self, when we are free that we bring the Sharia on our own selves. Free is when we suppress all desires and behave like Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Free is when we suppress our whims and we behave how Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wants us to behave. Free is when we leave all the isms, we free ourselves from all the corrupt isms and we behave how Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wants us. Free is when we are intellectually free from all the communism, socialism, democracy. We are free now to go to Jannah. Freedom is when we are free from Jahannam, when we are free from the fire of hell. That is the reality freedom. This voluntary freedom, or this temporary freedom, this temporal freedom, or this fleeting freedom that you and I are looking for, that is not the freedom. And in this country, as I stated before, that you have got all the opportunity to behave like a Muslim and to bring Islam in your own house. Look, if we are looking for freedom in our locality or in our country, we should look for freedom in our own homes. Bring Islam totally in our homes. Bring the Sunnah. Who is stopping us to bring the Sunnah? And you still want freedom. You are free in your house. You are the king of your house. You are the owner of your house. And what have you done to your house? What have you done to your family and your children? We should bring Islam into us. And when we came, when our wife forefathers came, they came with the idea to make money. And the system of education in this country, let alone this country, any Western country, and remember this point, Islam is not East nor West. The Eastern ideologies are corrupt, as far as we are concerned. The Western ideologies are corrupt. The ideology that is to be followed is an Islamic ideology. This country, when we came, and because we are geared and facing in the direction that we want to make money, then, as employed by the British in India, where they planned to ruin the lives of the Muslims in India, if you recall, as you trace history, what, let alone the Muslim leaders, what the Hindu leaders were saying at that time, and what the English were saying, what the British were saying, that to take away deeds from these people is very difficult. But it is our policy to inject poison into them. And how can we inject poison into them? Is by changing their education system. Is by altering their education system. And by corrupting them, as far as they are concerned, they are given a good education. So that very same policy has been adopted here. And our education systems are designed in such a way that you and I are produced, are made into money-making machines. You ask any person his goal in life, his purpose in life, very few will say that I am a Muslim and I want to propagate deen, I want to uplift deen, I want to bring deen in my house, I want to bring deen in myself and my family. How do you say, no, I must get a house, I must have big balance, or I must get a good profession, I must get a good job, and I must educate myself, I must educate my family. And I will bring this Western education. This education will turn me into a money-making machine. I must go to college, university. I must make money. This money is the worst evil that is around. And this money is making us go into various directions. This education is ruining us. Unless we do not have counteractive forces and get our directions right. Counteracting forces, reminding ourselves constantly of the Akhirat, reminding ourselves constantly that we are Muslims first, that our purpose, and it is not too late, and it is never too late to change our intention, to correct our intention, and to motivate ourselves now that we will bring Islam onto ourselves, our families, and those that are employed under us, those that we come into contact daily, give them doubt of Islam. Propagate Islam. When we do this, enjoy what is good and forbid what is evil, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change the conditions. No matter how worse they are, Allah will change the conditions in our favor. And that is our purpose. When the conditions come in our favor, because all the countries of the world have realized one thing, that Islam
is detrimental to their evil ideology. And Islam is spreading, and Islam is growing. And all their ideologies, communism, socialism, capitalism, all these things, all these isms are false, are wrong, and they are not workable or practical. And we have got the solution, but we're sitting on the money for the solution. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to understand about Islam and bring it into our lives. It is not too late.